Chapter 214 to G.I. Butler, Sanitarium, California, November 23, 1910. Dear Brother Butler, I have received and read your letter. It was full of interest to me, and I was much pleased to hear from you. I appreciated your letter very much and have been waiting for an opportunity to respond to it. I am glad to tell you that my strength is returning to me. I am working as hard as I dare. The enemy is trying to make me feel discouraged because I cannot give myself to continuous travel and speaking. But my courage is good. I shall endeavor to walk cautiously and to do less than I have done in the past. In looking over my writings, I see much important matter that the people need just now. I am determined to place my trust in the Lord. On the 26th of this month, I shall be 83 years old. A week ago, I spoke in the Sanitarium Chapel. The chapel has been enlarged and will seat many more than it formerly did. I spoke for an hour. The house was full of interested listeners, and I was much blessed in speaking. A week before, I spoke at the Pacific Union College. This is the school property that was recently purchased by our people. We are well satisfied with this property. The Lord gave me His Holy Spirit, and I had freedom in speaking to those assembled. I have not lost faith in you, Elder Butler. I greatly desire that the old soldiers, grown gray in the Master's service, shall continue to bear their testimony right to the point, that those younger in the faith may understand that the messages which the Lord gave us in the past are very important at this stage of the earth's history. Our past experience has not lost one jot of its force. I thank the Lord for every jot and tittle of the sacred word. I would not draw back from the hard parts of our experience. You must not work beyond your strength. I suppose that in the future our experience will be varied, but I think that you and I, in growing old in the service of Christ, in doing His will, are obtaining an experience of the highest value and most intense interest. The judgments of the Lord are in the land. We must work with wholehearted fidelity, putting the whole being into what we do to help others move forward and upward. Let us press the battle to the gates. Let us be ever ready to speak words of encouragement to the halting and the weary. We can walk safely only as we walk with Christ. Let nothing dampen your courage. Help those with whom you come in contact to work with fidelity. I hope that in the future I may meet you at some of our gatherings. You and I are among the oldest of those living who have long kept the faith. If we should not live to see our Lord's appearing, yet having done our appointed work, we shall lay off our armor with sanctified dignity. Let us do our best, and let us do it in faith and hope. My heart is filled with gratitude to the Lord for sparing my life for so long. My right hand can still trace subjects of Bible truth without trembling. Tell all that Sister White's hand still traces words of instruction for the people. I am completing another book on Old Testament history. May the Lord bless you and keep you in hope and courage. Ellen G. White.